Good morning, Jesus. John with Local Splash. How are you, sir?
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm good. Anyway, a little short today, so I'm glad I got to give you a call a little sooner then.
No, we'll have a couple minutes.
All right. Perfect. So, Jesus, did you want me to recap on anything here as far as services before we get started and everything?
No, I looked at what you sent to me. As much as I want to do this right now, I don't think I can afford the $250 a month.
Okay. What's holding back? Is it just the jobs, or a little slower, or what?
Well, it's literally that the fact that it's not that it's slower. First off, it's the beginning of landscaping season, right? So
right,
we're going right now. Acquisitions of new clients is what I'm looking for the most. But the way when I purchased a company last year, I am still under certain contract obligations that the payment terms are not necessarily favorable to me.
Oh, no. Okay.
I mean, when I say some contracts I make a good amount of money on, some contracts I even lose money
because of the way that
the previous owner restructured them. And something that essentially hinders me substantially is the fact that I have net 30 terms that are not payable until 30 days later after the invoice, which I spend at the end of the month.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. In the meantime, it's a very interesting model, so I completely understand why the previous owner did it as such, because the previous owner essentially, we do have majority of our clientele are commercial clients, right?
Okay.
So what exactly does that mean is that I'm dealing with a lot of people that are property managers, people that are on certain levels like that. And net 30 is always appealing to them, right? Mm-hmm. But the issue with that is I'm probably one of the few companies in the area that's doing net 30s like this. And the problem with coming at the beginning of the landscaping season is for the first 60 days, I'm essentially coming out of pocket to pay staff.
Gotcha.
Where in reality, I would prefer, like I've done a little bit of research with other companies, how they do their terms, and usually they do something along net 5, net 15, net 10. Yes,
I was gonna ask
invoice
that.
You at the end of the
month. Yeah.
We will invoice you at the end of the month, but you have 5 days to pay. Versus for me, it's 30 days. And obviously, some clients pay earlier, but majority of the clients will wait till that last 3 or 4 days
before they will.
Payment. Yeah, and some of them don't even pay on time.
Wow.
So that hinders a little bit on my capital. If we were having this conversation 2 months from now, I would say pull the trigger.
Yeah. Whew.
Honestly, okay, I'm having this conversation with you right now, and I still want to go with you guys. Like, I need my business verified on Google. I need newer clients coming in. I want more contracts with more favorable terms. Like, I want these things to happen.
Yeah.
And at this point, I feel like I'm a bit over leveraged.
Okay. Well, I mean, there's other things I can do here, but it's just not, I don't know. I don't suggest it only just because, you gotta understand, like, my position here is to make sure that this works for you, right? You're not paying for something that's just like you're throwing money out there. I hope you really hear the sincerity in my voice when I say that. Like, I actually really do care about that. Cause at the end of the day, we don't want a short-term relationship that ends bad and all of a sudden, you don't do well. That's money out your door and out ours as well, right? So the reason I bring that up first is because there is a lower package. It doesn't even save that much money, but every dollar counts. It's $199 package. Now, that package does get you verified on Google. It gets you on the first page, but it takes a little longer just because it doesn't cover that much range of a distance, but then also it doesn't include the Facebook ads. And that makes a huge difference as far as results, if you ask me, right? Can you upgrade later down the future? Sure. Of course, you're not married to anything on this. But I just want to make sure before I even say anything about that package that you have a clear understanding that, it goes about 10-15 mile radius. It's a little bit shorter in the distance, and it does not include the Facebook. So if customers go on Google, then Facebook. Go ahead.
For Facebook, would you guys, because I had my admin try to create a page, and it's been a shit show. Would you guys do the whole thing?
Yeah, so we'll develop the Facebook business page for you if you don't have one already. If you have one already, great. That's less work for us on here. We just start focusing and targeting on the areas that you want to hit and then also the keywords. So you got to remember, it's not just an ad going to anyone on Facebook, right? That's what Facebook allows if you did that on your own. But with us, because we're partnered with them, we're able to focus heavily on linking it together. So let's say a customer goes on Yelp or on Google and they type in landscapers near me. Well, if they don't call you and they go on Facebook after that, that's when your ad pops up on their screen with the click to call you directly as well. So we update the ads on there as much as once a week. I think that's a lot, but hey, if that's what you need to, you know, get the business booming, then sure, why not? That's all inclusive in your package. And don't forget, it's a flat rate. So the $249, you're not paying additional for those clicks and ads on Facebook like normal other companies would do. We put 100 of those dollars into your ad spend already each month. So it replenishes every month. That way you never have to worry about the payment on that. So option one is the one that we started with, the $249. We put $100 of that into your Facebook ads. We developed a Facebook business page. And again, this is just also a veteran's discount that I'm applying in here as well too. So this is the absolute lowest for this package on there as far as pricing. If you go below that package, I can still apply everything, but it brings it down to $199, right? And that does not include the Facebook ads.
And do I have any, in case it doesn't work or in case money gets a little tight, I have the ability to cancel, correct?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we ask for is 3 days in advance, you know, say, hey, you know, before your next billing cycle starts so that way you're not being charged for that month. But I'm going to put it like this. You also have, you'll see it in writing too. You also have a seasonal hold too, you know, so because that way you could say, hey, listen, you know, it's going to be slow this month or it's off season or I'm going on vacation. I need to put this on hold. That way you're saving money, you're holding your position still, and we could just not have to start all the way from scratch all over again when it restarts. Does that make sense?
What,
so, yeah.
You know what? Let's do it.
You sure? All right.
Yeah. I want to make sure you're set. Business, right?
Yes,
but
sir.
So here's what I need. Here's what I need from you, though. I need my company verified as soon as possible. I've been trying to do that. It has been a pain in the ass. I need this verified.
Okay. Once it's verified, if that's yours, too. That's not ours. So in the future, I like to put myself in your shoes, too. You know, you always will keep that, okay? So that is the biggest investment for any company out there, being on Google. All right, the last name, is it Rosado? R-O-S-A-D-O?
That is correct.
Okay, perfect. And then is the email that I sent the information to, is that the best email address to send the invoice to so you see everything on paper as well?
Yes,
Jesus. Okay, I just want to make sure here. And then for us to reach and contact you in case we need additional information to, you know, verification or updates, is this the best phone number to contact you? Ending with the 2935?
To contact me, yes. To contact my company, no.
Okay, and that's my next question. So for your customers to contact, what number would you like them to contact?
The company, and if no one answers, because right now my admin is essentially working half time now.
Okay.
So, my company phone number is 302 605-4164.
Okay, four customers. All right, perfect. And we'll go over time schedule and things like that in a second here. Now, this next part is for Google. I need to make sure I have it on point. If not, it will delay things, and I don't want that to happen to you, okay? So I have the business name as Precision Landscaping Services LLC. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. Okay. That is the legal business name, but we do have a DBA that is called It's just Precision Landscaping. So my trucks, they just say Precision Landscaping. My company in the front, it just says Precision Landscaping. I bought the company last year. This was the name. This is the DBA that I actually bargained for because this is what has been known around that area for over 30 years.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't change that for anything then if that's the case. Yes, sir. Okay. Yes. Smart choice on there.
But the legal entity itself is called Precision Landscaping Services LLC.
Okay.
That's the legal entity. Now, I don't know how you want to put it on Google, but...
We may just put in Precision Landscaping Services. Sometimes, you know, it does better. That's up to the technicians when you speak with them. I'll set that up in 2 seconds here, but to give you a better perspective of that, they'll have more insight to say, okay, this is going to help you, you know, promote and optimize it that much easier and better in your area. They'll have it in the algorithms to say what's better and what's not. That's up to
them. Would I be able to speak to them today?
I can request that. Hold on, let me see. Because we usually don't, but I see a good opening here, actually.
Because this is something that has been the bane of my existence for the last, like, 3 weeks.
Really?
And it doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter how I tried it. Like, I even looked at a different verification method where you have to answer some questions and you put out a picture of your, or one of your trucks at a job site. And I have done all of that. And like I said, I'm not an owner operator. I'm the CEO of the company. I have operators that work underneath me. So when I'm not always at all sites at any given time. I'll give you an example. Today, my teams are doing 21 visits. It's impossible for me to chase two teams around when they go to 21 different areas.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm putting in the request already, and it takes about like 5-10 minutes here to finish up here, and then I'm sure I will have a definite answer for you by that time. Okay. So while we're waiting on this response here, this next part, this is the part that gets a lot of people where they don't get verified. Okay, so I want to make sure I have this on point. Now, it's an option. You do not have to show your business address to the public, but Google does require to have a physical address to get verified.
My business does have a physical address.
Okay, perfect. And is that the 318 7th Avenue?
That is correct. That is actually what is on my IRS statements. That is what is with the company's registry. No matter how you look at it, even if you go on Google.com at 318 7th Avenue, it will say Precision Landscaping. I mean, that's my company.
Okay, awesome. Okay. And I just got a response already. They said they'll make it happen, man. What time can work for you today? I got a little bit later if that's possible.
What availability do they have? Hold on, let me look at my calendar real quick. What availability do they have? Because I just had an 11 o'clock cancel.
Yeah, you have an 11 o'clock works for you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so hold on. That's real quick here. Let me try. I'll try. Okay. Boom. Putting in right now. If I get the approval like right now, I'm gonna send you an email. I'm going to take care of that right away, so that way it's set for you, okay?
That'll be perfect.
All right, man. Make sure it goes through. Okay. Oh, and then obviously the city, I have to go through all this. City Wilmington, zip code 19805, is that right?
That is correct.
Okay, beautiful. Okay. All right, still waiting on this one here. Okay, so next part. All this is for Google. You're not married to it. You can always edit it yourself, your hands-on, but our team is there to do that for you, okay? So as far as your hours of operations, how would you like to be showcased on Google? Like Monday through Friday, 24/7, what do you think?
Monday to Friday, 8 to 5.
All right, perfect.
That's, or you can put 8 to 4. That's usually when someone will be at the office.
Okay. Yeah, I'll put 8 to 4 then, so that way there's always going to be customers being assisted. And then I'm going to repeat this number back to you for the customers. The contact is 302-605-4164.
That is correct.
All right. Beautiful. Do you want them to be able to reach out through email as well or just a phone call?
Email, please.
Email as well. Okay. All right. Boom. Next thing is areas. This package goes a 50-mile radius in every direction if you wanted to. We can narrow it down to specifics, though, as well, too. Do you want to use all of the mileage, or what do you feel?
I will say not necessarily all the mileage. I will say because there's specific areas that I want to target.
Okay.
Right? I don't want to – I want to target, for example, I would like to target – Pocessing, I would like to target probably Middletown. You know, I specifically, because one of the things that I'm getting a lot of requests from recently,
okay.
I'm getting a lot of requests from these very small residential areas. And the only thing that they want is they want me to cut their lawn every 2 weeks, and they don't want to pay more than $60. Well, here's the problem. First off, my staff, my cost on my staff is $50 per team per hour. So I'm not gonna target that's how much roughly it costs me because of the salary that I pay my staff, right? To have good people, you gotta pay good salary.
Yes, sir.
Two people will cost me approximately $50 an hour, and your residential customers, they're looking to pay nothing more than like $60. Well, if I have to drive 20 or 25 miles to go to you, plus insurance, plus overhead, plus everything, I'm essentially losing money. And this is the kind of contracts or kind of things that I'm trying to veer away from.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that part, what I'm going to do is, and I just got approved for 11 o'clock for your interview with our team. Okay. We call it a client interview, but it's pretty much the team introducing themselves to you, going over these finer details. They will have the map in front of them. I'm going to put in parentheses here to go over heavy detail of specific areas, okay?
I can also do – I'm sorry. I have 5 screens in front of me right now. I'm trying to look at 85 things at once. So one of the things that I want to make sure that we target is the more affluent areas, right? I want to target maybe like property managers, HOAs, things like that. Like I don't – around the area where my company's at, there's a lot of not affluent neighborhoods, and they
okay.
want certain jobs to just be like, hey, I'm going to pay you $50. Can you cut all of these plant leaf trees, remulch it, and re-edge it? And you're like, no, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
When you're in the service industry, you kind of know how it works, right? Like, you know,
right.
you know that people, everybody wants the cheapest price for everything.
Right. Well, see, that's where this comes into play. It really does. I'm not lying to you on that. Where it's like, okay, when you're I don't know if that was a sneeze, but God bless you if it was. if you're getting customers from, let's say, for example, nothing against, you know, certain directories, but I did notice this myself from certain things. It's like, okay, when I was making my own company, I put myself out there on Craigslist one time, and I took it off real quick. Because I'm like, yeah, I'm making some money, but the people I was dealing with was just not the right people that I wanted to spend my time with. You know, if I first set up being on Google, now that's a whole other thing, right? Being on the first page of Google, that's even more stronger, right? And then this Facebook, it all links together, it really does. Because you may say, oh, you know, there's commercial people or businesses looking on Facebook for it. They may not be. But they're definitely using Google. They definitely have some own systems. And because of that, they're typing those keywords in. It'll pop up on their screen when they go on Facebook to catch up with some family or friends. And the more they see your business name, the better it is for them to call you. You see what I'm saying? So that's what everything adds up at. Okay. So, sir, I want to make sure you have this. On your email, I just sent a Google invite.
I saw it. From John.
You saw it. Okay. Yes, sir. That's me. And then all you need to do is hit yes, and that's it, okay? And then they're going to hit yes, too, as well.
I accepted it already. What I didn't do is that I didn't send back a response.
Okay, yeah, you don't need to do an actual response. As long as you hit yes on there, you're okay. Now, the next part here, I need to put a reminder right now for them, right? Because we're moving quickly through here.
I accepted it already.
Okay, thank you, sir. And boom.
Of course.
Okay. All right. That's all set there. The business itself, I do have to ask, it's licensed and insured, correct? I'm pretty sure.
That is correct.
Okay.
Licensed and insured. If we weren't licensed, we weren't operating.
Right. I was going to say, I'm like, it would be pretty bad if not. Now, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you accept cash only? Do you do check, Zelle, Venmo, or anything like that?
We do checks. Some clients like to pay cash. I don't do cash. Checks is a necessary evil, even though I don't like to. But we can also do, we can accept credit card payments, debit card payments. Of course, there's going to be a surcharge for it because I have to pay one, so everybody else will too.
Right, of course.
We have the ability to accept, now we have the ability to accept, I think Zelle too, I'm not sure. Let me see.
I highly recommend Zelle. Yep.
Yeah, we have the, I can, because there's other things, other capabilities that I have. Where my clients, for example, they have the ability to, let me take a look at how can I set it. My clients would also have a portal, right? A portal that they can log in on their own, and they can actually request work through there. They can do a lot of things like that.
Through the website? Is that what you're talking about? Yeah.
Okay. Through their own portal.
Nice. I love that. Okay. And then the next part here. Go with the Facebook. I remember you had a Facebook business page already. Or
I do. I would prefer if you could create one. You create
okay,
one.
Okay, so I'm going to put...
Anna has been trying to do it, and she's been messing that up all over the place, so...
All right. Needs one built. Moving through this pretty quickly. I just don't want to miss anything. I don't like doing that, you know?
No worries. Okay. To answer your question for payments,
mm-hmm.
It looks like I can accept. I can definitely accept ACHs.
ACH, okay.
I can accept checks. I can accept credit card payments. I would prefer to not accept. I would prefer to not accept cash, but I know a lot of clients pay cash.
I'm going to, this is your company, but this is my suggestion. You can take a grain of salt, I won't take any offense, but I think the more options the customer has gives them an option to give you a call, because that's the more important part. They're in need of your service, and they can talk with you about it. When it comes to like commercial work and things, I highly doubt they're going to pay cash, to be honest. That's my personal opinion again. But, you know, if they do, you know, mention that, then you guys can talk with it at that time. You know, you already have the customer with you to say, hey, you know, it would be better if we do it this way, you know, and you kind of work with that. I'm preaching to the choir.
I can accept ACH. Yeah, I can accept ACH, check, credit card, debit card, Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, and Zelle.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I can essentially accept just about anything. I just never put any other systems into play.
Okay.
Because, again, since I deal with commercial clients the most.
Right. Yeah.
A lot of times. They're hardly going to do Zelle or PayPal or anything like that, because it's usually coming out of a corporate account.
Right, is there? I totally get it. Okay. And then...
Now, something else. One of the services that I want you to add to my company is, I know you probably put that in the past, but mulching. Mulching, delivery of mulch, all of that. Like, I want us to add that on there, because that is something that is currently ongoing all over the place. And I live in Pennsylvania. My company is in Delaware, but I can tell you right now, we've been getting a lot of requests. Like, there's a lot of people looking for mulch delivery, mulching jobs, things like that. And those are not, even if it's just a one-off job, let's say I can't get them under contract for a longer period of time, but at a minimum, it's recurrent work, you know?
I hear you. Okay. And that just keeps you busy. And that opens doors for other work and jobs that possibly needs to be done with them as well, too. So there you go.
Exactly.
All right. Now, you do fertilizing as well, like weed control, things like that? I just want to make sure.
We do offer that.
Okay. Would you say, because I'm going to put in the strong ones for you, you know, like do you do lawn aeration, I do see like side maintenance and pest control as well. Is that right?
No, we don't do pest control.
Okay, I seen this on your website. Definitely want to take a look into this one. Let's see here.
Which one? Yeah, I'm actually on the website right now myself, trying to change some things.
Yes, sir. The very last one, right after side maintenance, right to the right. It's got lawn pest control.
Which page you're on?
I'm just on that first page. Services, sorry. That's where I'm at.
Okay. Excuse me there for a second.
My bad, yeah. I'm working two different things here. All right. And this is
yeah, we do exception, leaf removal. Yeah, I see the long duration. I'm going to take that out of there.
Sure.
Long duration is just, I mean, we do that. It's just poking holes in the soil, so we do that.
Right.
Oh, pest control, yeah, I'm definitely removing that out of there. Because I don't want our company, I don't want my company to do that anymore.
Okay, sure. Yeah, glad we're looking at all these things, you know. Again, we want to make sure it's quality calls. That's important. All right, I'm going to go ahead and send this to our team right now, because I want them to put stuff in the algorithms as soon as they can, so because they're going to be talking to you very shortly here. Now, okay. The next part, I'm going to give you the phone number. I'm pretty sure you have it, but just in case, I want you to save it, okay? They're going to call from here on out from this number.
Okay, what is it?
Let me know when you're ready.
I am.
Okay, it's 877.
877.
635.
635.
6225.
6225. And who's this?
This is Local Splash. This is our company. It's going to be voice activated whenever you call in. You can say billing, client support, Facebook. There'll be a team to pop up your account, know exactly how to help you and what to do the modify thing. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Beautiful. So I'm going to go ahead. And the next part is, I'm not accepting a no for an answer, man. This is to protect you and your pricing. All right, because I want you to be grandfathered in, okay? Now, I'm going to ask a few questions in the beginning to verify you. Stop me in my tracks if you have any questions, what I'm here for. But other than that, I'm going to get started here. I will bring up that phone number again, though, okay, in that recording, because I'm going to tell you, in case if you ever, knock on wood, decide to part ways, then you'll know how to do it, okay? So here we go.
All right.
Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Precision Landscaping Services, LLC.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Jesus Rosado, CEO.
All right. And, of course, Jesus, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
I am. I'm the only person authorized to do so.
Perfect. And of course, you're authorized on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Absolutely.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Sure thing.
Okay. And let's see here. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Sure. I have Thumbtack and Angie Leads, which I'm about to cancel. So.
Okay. All right. I appreciate the transparency, sir. And honestly, this is gonna help a lot, tremendously save you money. But we'll talk about that after this recording. Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on April 16th. In a non-refundable amount of only $249. This will be a recurring payment. So when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 16th of each month in the same amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support at the 877 number that I just provided to you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Indeed, I do.
All right. Beautiful, sir. Just want to make sure you're protected on that pricing. You have another form of protection there. So now, Jesus, there's some crazy people out there, and I want to make sure you're not just giving your information now to anybody just because they say they're Local Splash, okay? They will call from that 877 number, but I'm going to set up a security question here for you. That way, anytime we call in, we will only ask the security question. We will never give out your answer, okay? You have the answer for yourself. So we have 3 choices. We have mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Those are my only 3 choices?
It is. You can make up any answer. Just don't forget it. I've actually seen someone get locked out before. So.
Well, I'm pretty sure anyone who will call in on my behalf will be able to answer any of those 3 questions. But let's just go with mother's maiden name.
Okay. All right, Marty. And what would that, remember, this won't ever change either, so what would that answer be?
Carvajal. C-A, V as in Victor, A, J, C, I'm sorry, C-A-R, V as in Victor, A, J-A-L.
Okay.
Carvajal.
There we go. Okay, sir, so I'm putting this in. Saving it. Boom. Okay. It's done. So from here on out, just remember that we will only ask the security question, okay? It's a huge red flag if not. Now, last part here on the card that we're using today, is it just the first and last name, or do you have a middle initial on there?
There is a middle. No, it's just first and last name.
Okay. I'm assuming it's the same billing address, the 318. Is that right?
318 7th Avenue?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then what kind of payment method are we using today? Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
It's Visa.
Okay. Now, for security purposes, I'm not going to repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
4246-3153-7009-5281.
All right, perfect. And the expiration date on that?
06/28.
Okay. And last but not least, the security code?
563.
All right, perfect. Now, before I process any payment, now you know I'm the line, man. I'm just going to refresh this account like three different times to make sure that that pricing stays the same in our systems here as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, looking good. All right, I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $249. Stay on the phone with me, please, okay? I want to make sure I keep my promises here. So I want to make sure you get invoiced. All right, good. Stay with me. So you're going to get a text and an email. Whichever comes first, let me know. This will be our last part. I just want to make sure you see the breakdown of everything we discussed on paper there, okay?
Yeah.
All right, cool. It just went through on my side, so it should be coming shortly to you now. Boom. Fresh. Back. Okay. Looks good. All right. Let me know as soon as you get anything there, okay?
Just got a text.
Okay, perfect. So in the text message one.
Weird text. It misspelled my name. No J and capital everything else. And I got the
what the heck? You know, I refreshed it right now and it says the same thing. Like it's a lowercase J. What the heck? Let me do that. I can refresh. Let's try it this way. Why is it not refreshing like that? Okay, it should work this time. Try it. Refresh that. Like, when you go in, and there's a spot where it's like a click. It'll say something like, click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see something like that?
Emails? On the email?
No, in that text message. There's one in the email, too, but since we're on the text.
But I'm going to click the one on the email.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. So the one in the email would be the local splash initial invoice, that one.
Yeah, I got that one.
Okay, perfect. That's the important one. Now, there's another important email I want to go over with you for your verification process, okay? But this email and the local splash initial invoice, there's the same thing, same spot. It will say, click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see that?
I already clicked on it. And now it just took me back to the local splash logging in.
To a login?
Yes.
Oh, you already signed everything. Did you sign your name in there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
come on. All right. Well, I appreciate that, Jesus, but, you know, I wanted to make sure you see everything. That's your invoice of everything here. You'll also see that through your text, the same spot. Okay. Now, that login, our team, when they talk to you in a couple minutes here, actually, 15 minutes, they're going to go over the login and password with you. That's your dashboard. You can take a look at what keywords are working, you know, update your status. If you're hands-on, like I said, I mean, everything will show in there, phone numbers, all of it. But our team is here to help you with a lot of these things, okay? So I don't want you to get too confused, but they want to be able to show you how to keep track of your analytics. All right. So the next email, Jesus, is one where it says for Google verification. Do you see anything like that?
No, I haven't received another email from you.
Okay, they're going to start flooding in. So there's going to be one.
That's what I need.
No, not a lot. There's just one that's important, and that one is to get you your verification part. And I want to make sure that it did send it, because if it didn't, that's the most important piece right now.
Yeah, I haven't received anything.
Okay, let me send that to you personally. Just even if you get a double on it, my bad, I just want to make sure you have it, okay? It'll say, like, action needed for verification or something like that. So give me a second here. All right, I just sent it personally to you. And it's for the pictures to get verification process through. Now, they may ask for a business card. They may ask for a vehicle license plate. You do not have to show a personal
I don't have a business card. I actually have a digital business card.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's what I actually have. And my digital business card is just, I tap my card onto your phone and all my information pops up on there.
That's cool. Sorry, a little distracted.
Yeah, it's usually a point of conversation between me and my clients when they ask me for a business card, and then I tap it on their phone, and they're like, wait, how did I just get all your information? And I'm like, yep, there you go.
Yes,
so now,
sir.
If you're ever in need of a landscaper, the second you go on your phone and contacts, or you even just start typing landscaping on your phone, my name, my picture, and my company's going to show up.
That is too cool. I got to ask you more about that another time, man, because that's wild. But anyway, yes, sir, that's exactly what they're looking for. The more you have, the easier and quicker it is to get that process through to get you verified, okay? I've expedited everything, this whole process in general here for you. Just to prove to you that we're going to help you out, okay? All right, we really do care about getting your business verified and getting on the first page and helping your business grow. So if you have any further questions for them or technical issues or anything like that, do not hesitate to let them know. That's what they're here for. All right?
Okay, I just received that text saying, hey, please get your Google business profile verified. Google may require additional information for this process. Please reply to our email we just sent or fill out the form here. Let me see if I also. That's weird. I didn't receive an email from you. Oh, just got it. Action needed. Jesus Christ, got three emails.
Yeah. I was going to say they're going to start flooding in then if it didn't come to you. I just wanted to make sure you have the most important one. So if you have a double of that same one, disregard one of them, okay?
Okay, so tools and or equipment. This sucks because I'm not even in my shop right now. But I'm sure I have some pictures.
I was going to say, yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be a perfect picture or anything. As long as you have it, you know, like I said, that's only going to help it, you know, get that much easier to being verified. So
I have to provide all of them?
The more, the better. You do not have to provide all of them. Our team will go over that more with you, too, but yeah.
Okay. I work vehicle with the license plate. How can I show a work vehicle with the license plate? That would technically be from behind.
Well, what I would do, and a few customers didn't want to show their actual license plate, and that's perfectly fine. Take a picture from an angle, you know, so it shows that it has a license plate. It doesn't show everything of that license plate, and it shows the vehicle, maybe the company name on there if you have that. So that would make it easier for them to see.
I have one. I can probably find one with the company name at a job site.
Okay. That works.
Obviously, I have the whole business license. I have all of that.
Right.
Ooh, I do have one.
You do? Okay.
Maybe. I thought I did. Yes, I do. I have one with the license plate.
That is wild.
But it doesn't show the company name on it.
Okay. That's all right.
I have
that one for now. You know, and then again, our team is going to talk to you in a couple minutes here to go over that a little bit. What I would like to do is pretty much let you get to it. You know, there's a few things. Normally I like to set it up like a day or two later so that we can gather all this information and stuff. But I wanted to expedite this for you, man. So, you have my commitment to you as well.
If you guys can get me verified by the end of the week, I'll be extremely satisfied with you guys. Like I said, this has been the bane of my existence, just to try to get this going. And I am trying my best to get everything going, but it just has not worked out the way that we wanted to.
Okay. Well, that's what we're going to do, man. All right. I even put in some stars around this one for you, for your account, to make sure you get verified quickly as possible, okay?
Sure.
All right. Well, hey, listen, Jesus, welcome to the family. Congratulations, sir. We're going to do very well. Communicate with our team. That's what they're here for, and we're going to make this happen for you, okay?
All right. Thank you, John.
You're most welcome, Jesus. We'll talk to you in a few minutes here, okay?
All right. Take care.
You too, sir. Bye.
Bye.